Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
September 8th. International break has ended. Yeah, I got it right that time.
You got it.
International break has ended. We're back. Last week, we gave you our Game Week 4 player picks. So we're not doing that today. Today's a wild card. We're going with a live wild card draft. Not a really strong strategy, but the underlying strategy here is Isak is back. He's at Liverpool, and everyone's thinking to themselves, do I pick him up now or do I not? Because no one knows if he's going to start and get 90. Ekitike is there. Like, are they going to play three in the front?
Mm-hmm.
So the goal here is get a team that leaves you with 3 to 4 million. So if Isak looks to have that spot locked up, you can easily take one transfer, take a forward out, insert him in. That's the goal. So you don't have to do any double transfers, sell two people. Like, that's the goal. Be able to switch on Isak if we need him. Right?
Yeah.
That sounds about.
I mean, Right. Listen, if you're going for one game week, you free hit. If you're doing a wild card, you're thinking ahead. How can you build a strong team for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks? So that's what we're going to do. Think ahead. Be ahead of the game with the Fireside Boys.
Thinking ahead. All right. So no transfers today. We talked about those last week. Not much has changed in that realm at the moment. But two quick topics I want to talk about before we get into it. Pep came out, said Cherokee's probably out for close to 2 months. That's unfortunate. I'll be honest, he wasn't living up to the hype that I think we thought he would so far. It's only three games. But question is, what does that mean for Man City midfielders? Because that is now Cherokee out, Savinho out, Kovacic out. I mean, Marmoush is there. He hasn't been getting full minutes. Foden, not full minutes. All of them outside of Reinders have not been getting full minutes. What do you guys think? Who's like, is there a target now that you want knowing Cherokee's not getting minutes?
No, Haaland, but I don't.
In the midfield.
It's still the same. It's still the same problem.
Foden's always super interesting. Last year was completely disappointing, so I don't think you can really trust him until he, you know, starts playing and see if he produces something. But he would be the only one that in a couple game weeks I might be like, oh. I'd be a fun guy to include in my team, but right now, no one. There's no outside of Haaland.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested in him, Marmoush, if it's clear, like you said, that they're going to get consistent minutes, but... Yeah,
we just don't know.
It's still the same problem.
I feel like Reinders is still the guy because he's 5.5 million and he can...
You know. You know, I'm with you. I wouldn't... You know, I would tell people not to overthink it. Don't try and be sneaky because it's still not a slam dunk anyone. But again, Reinders, who is cheap, but even he has not been... You know, performing at the level we hope he would, he might still. I still have faith in him, but no, I'm with you guys. I don't think I'm ready to go on any of those other midfielders just because Cherokee's out. Yeah. The other piece of news: we all know Sarr did get injured for Crystal Palace. He did not play in the international break. I believe Senegal is his country of origin. Yeah,
correct.
Senegal. I can't find any concrete articles explaining the injury. All I've seen is it is a hamstring, potentially torn. But I can't confirm or deny that. We already discussed the offense last week of Crystal Palace. I was already worried because they are bottom of the barrel when it comes to possession. Now Sarr's out. We know Eze is gone. First question, any replacements you guys are interested in on that team? I know Kamada is probably the guy that takes the place, but like, do you want any of those midfielders for Crystal Palace?
No.
No.
The only guy I would want would be if Jeremy Pino, who they bought in the summer transfer window, gets a regular starting place, but he's only played like 15 minutes for them. So, no, I don't want anyone else other than Mateta.
Second question, we talked about it last week. With this injury, are you now worried about the defenders? Last week, no one was worried because the possession was low. It's probably going to get lower. Does that concern you for Richards, Lacroix, or Gueye?
No.
Not against at all.
Nothing changes.
Not against Sunderland and West Ham.
Well,
it doesn't.
The next two games are fantastic. Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah, no change for them.
Okay. All right. Well, that.
But yeah, just on the injury part, I think the most concrete thing I've seen is people are estimating like he's going to miss a month.
Okay, so that's a lot less than, again, articles. He's taking them with a grain of salt.
It's 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But, like, after these two good games, their next four after that aren't great.
No.
So then their fixtures kind of turn good again in game week 10. So maybe this is a good time for him to heal up. Then you can revisit it in, like, a month and a half.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd prefer him not to be hurt, obviously, given the matchups.
Yes.
But
yes, the midfield right now is kind of bare in terms of solid players that you really want, so that one hurts. All right, that was the only news I had. Any comments before we hop into the wild card? Comments?
Nothing from me.
No,
I'm ready.
Just one question.
I'm ready to get after.
For Newcastle, who do we think is going to be the potential starter? Between Wiesa and...
Yeah, I put something out on Instagram on this one. Wiesa and Woltemade, I believe it is. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Apologies. But I have no idea because from what I read, they play very similar positions. Like, they're both forward, but they play in the same part of the field for the most part. So to see them both on the field at the same time is probably not going to happen unless they're trying to win a game, if they're chasing a game. I mean, I could be wrong, but... Again, what I read is they play very similarly in the same spot. So, I would think Wiesa's the guy, right? He's already been in the EPL. He knows how it goes. I would think he would get the start over Woltemade, but Woltemade's also pretty good.
My thing is, there, and any Newcastle fan, jump in here and comment, subscribe
yes.
first, though.
Let us know. Yes.
I feel like the players they have, especially with Gordon coming back.
He's out till the 28th, I think.
Yeah, he's gonna miss. At least one more game.
Yeah, with him being back
till the 28th.
28th. So yeah. Because of international break, he's only served the game one game suspension.
2,000 years.
They're not
later.
2 years.
That
later.
One was for Gordon.
he'll be back. I kind of derailed too, but
he'll be back.
Are they a team that's built for a 4-4-2 where you could fit Wiesa and?
Probably. Their midfield is strong across the board. Their defense is pretty solid too.
No, but I'm saying like Gordon, Alanga, Murphy, all those guys I feel like are more in that 4-3-3 than a 4-4-2. So that's the reason I'm like, how could you fit both of them in without playing a 4-4-2 unless you drop Wiesa to more of like that false nine? But again, I don't know.
Eddie Howe's got some work on his hands here.
It's a tough one.
I would let other people try and risk it for this Wolves matchup because after that it's Bournemouth, Arsenal, Forest. So same opinion as who are we just talking about? Palace, like
sorry,
or Liverpool? Excuse me. Like let it play out first before you buy one of them. I mean, I wouldn't take the risk just for one good matchup.
That was more of a general question, just with both of them coming into the team after the break.
It is nice to get some more forward options considering Isak and Wiesa have been out the whole season so far. Yeah. So it's nice to get two guys back in the rotation that we can maybe put in our teams. Okay. All right.
Is it time?
Is it
wild card time?
Let's make one call out here. Obviously, we're going to do a wild card draft, but game week 4, everyone already knows it's an interesting week to do a free hit.
It's a good game week for it. There's
you
a really
do
nice
a little yeah.
Give
a,
some of those sorry to interrupt you, Dave. Give some of the teams with good matchups this week because you're right, there are a lot of teams with good matchups this week.
Yeah. So
or do you have it, sorry?
I'll just start with a few and Dave add in, but obviously Bournemouth at home against Brighton is a great opportunity. Semenyo, Vonilson, even Sensei or Trafford in the back. You have Palace versus Sunderland. really any defender if possible, Munoz. And then I don't mind Mateta up top for them for this game, obviously.
Same.
Fulham versus Leeds at home, I would go with any defender. And then if you need a cheap midfielder, maybe King, to fit players in. And then obviously Liverpool versus Burnley. It is away, but the only thing with Liverpool is I do think Ekitike and Gakpo are going to start. They probably will get subbed off at some point, I would imagine.
Gakpo has played 90 all three games, but yeah. I hear you.
But I think they still have a good start in them, so I would target those two guys. But yeah, those are kind of the four matchups I really liked. I know there's a few other, maybe, Dave.
Newcastle gets Wolves at home, so they've been good defensively, or you could use Nick Pope as well. Spurs have West Ham, too. So those are two more teams with good options. There was one more team Chelsea Brentford. Yeah. So obviously there's a million options on Chelsea right now. Yeah. So those are probably the other ones.
The good news is, you know, this wild card is going to overlap a little bit with a free hit because we are going to pick players for this matchup. So a lot of guys we pick, you're going to see, it's probably going to be similar to what we would do if we free hit. But yeah, I think let's get into it. So let me put us in the bottom.
Ooh.
All right, we should be good. I'm gonna check just to make sure, though. You know, I don't want to mess anything up. You know, we're a work in progress here, everybody.
Be patient with Sean.
Yeah, no, we got it. There we go, we got it. I'm just making sure. I don't want to record an entire show when people are like, yeah guys, we didn't see a freaking thing. So we're good though. We're set, we're good. As we always do, let's just start in the back and let's move ourselves forward. I'll throw out a name. I'll start us off here. I'm going to throw a name out. I think he's the best option there is right now. He is 5 million, but I think Vicario for Tottenham, they have the best schedule over the course of the next like 5-ish weeks. So yep. To me, it's a no-brainer. We've talked about how much we love that defense. They've given up one goal this season, by the way, in three games. So
that's good.
It is a good defense. I think he's a top option. So I really like him. And then I also like Petrovic, but let's start with Vicario. What do you guys think?
It's good for me. He's like you said, easily has the best matchups over the next 6 weeks, including this week. So, I've got no issue with that.
What do you think, Phil?
No, I think he is perfect. And then I think Dubravka is still a good guy to round up the goalies with. They have good matchups that overlap, so it's not like it's the perfect rotation. But if you think about Vicario for a long while later on, they do get like West Ham when Tottenham plays, I believe it's Arsenal.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I personally don't like Dubravka. But
you're not going to use him, though.
That's why I'm okay with it, because with Vicario's schedule, I don't see a need to even put someone else in. So why spend an extra 0.5 right now?
The only one you would need is maybe game week 8 against Villa.
But we're talking 4 weeks from now.
And Dubravka plays Leeds at home that week, so. Yeah.
So I'm with you, Phil. Yep. I love it. For that reason alone, that 1 week, I'm good with Dubravka.
Yeah. There's just rotation potential compared to some other options. And 4 million, so why not?
Yeah, and like you said, now we're back to as if we spent 4.5 on both.
Yep.
So
that's where you want to be.
Yep. So I'm totally in on that. And remember, we already mentioned it, but we're trying to save money because we want to have that opportunity to get ESOC if the opportunity arises. Now, on the defense, and frankly, this is a year where you can, I mean, there's probably 7, 8, 4.5, you know, now some of them are 4.6, but 4.5 defenders that you can build out a defense very cheap, and it's not very hard.
So do we want to start with, since we do need to conserve a little cash, do we want to start with, like, our two favorite cheap options?
I mean, yeah, sure. I'm a fan of either, and we can do both, but at least one of the 4.5 Tottenham defenders. We just talked about how much we want Vicario, so I think it's a no-brainer to get Van de Ven and or Spence, or both, if we want. One of the two, though, I think you have to have. That's not just us, that's everyone. Like,
yeah,
you should have, if you want Porro or Romero, if you want to spend more, go for it. We want to spend 4.5, so I think one of those two needs to be in the roster, if not both. So that's where I'm at.
Any preference? Because I don't really have a preference.
I've gone for Van de Ven all year, so
I like Spence for the less ownership, but that's just personal preference, honestly. Vandeventer's probably the better player, but Spence is just owned so much less than
him. There's not really any difference in DEFCON because neither of them have gotten it.
I don't really think either of them are going to score, if I'm honest.
Let's do Spence. I'm fine with that.
Someone else go because I threw my option.
We've all talked about him last week, but Elliot Anderson from Fulham because they get Leeds at home.
Joakim Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joakim. Sorry, Elliot.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm fully with you on that.
I do.
Go ahead, Phil.
The only thing I'll say about him is thinking about a wild card, he has some tough matchups. I'm not saying no, but like thinking for the future, it's a great, you know, he has back-to-back really good matchups. So maybe he's just the guy you sit on the bench for 3-4 weeks, and then he's back in the rotation.
But also something to remember is Fulham's defense is decent, but I think Robinson is going to be back to a full 90-minute starter after the international break. He didn't go with the USA team. I think two rests. With him on the field, I do think they are better. Better than they would be right now. Yeah. So I don't know if that eases your mind at all with the defensive efforts, but I think with him, they're much better than without him. But I mean, that's just extra piece.
That's fair. I mean, it's Bournemouth, Arsenal, Newcastle. Newcastle, I mean, 50-50, so it's really Bournemouth away and then Arsenal at home, which, I mean,
you could always just not play him those weeks.
We're going to have five guys that are playable.
Yeah, I don't think we're playing five at the back.
Then they get Wolves, Everton, and Sunderland, so that's, you probably want him for those three games. So, and you have Leeds and Brentford at home back-to-back, so I'm okay with it. I think that's a fine addition to our wild card.
Anderson with an E. Oops, I spelled it wrong. Anderson, he's in there. And by the way, everyone out there watching, be aware, we're building this off of my blank team. You may notice Palmer's under there with the big red. So we're using my team, but the point is, if we put someone in here that I already had, the money is going to look like the original price of that player. So whereas a player may be 0.1 more, for you, it might be a different price for me. Just be aware, the money may be off by a couple points here and there the end.
We'll do the calculation at the end, and if we're not at exactly right, we'll throw out
it should be okay, though. We're planning on being in the 3.5 or up money left, you should be okay. Okay, let's keep going. We have Spence, we have Anderson.
I think anyone from Bournemouth...
I think Senesse is probably the top option.
I keep calling him Sensei. I just want to say Adrian Trufford, he hasn't gotten those involvements that I thought he would as a wing back, but I do think he's going to be a good option offensively with potential assists. So you can go with him too, but I think Senesse the Sensei is the number one choice.
He's gotten DEFCON every week.
Yeah, it's insane.
He's looking very good. So let's lock him in. I like that call out too, though, for Trafford.
So do we want a Palace defender?
Yes. Yes, and we want my guy, because he's my guy.
Okay.
That's
the interesting one
there. There's one of two people that you're taking. They're the exact same price. You're never going to pick Chris Richards over Mark Gahey, correct?
No,
I was going to suggest Munoz.
That's who I was going to suggest.
Million, we have
but
to
have it be our one person we spend up on at the back.
Can we leave that place open for the end?
Let's leave it open for the end. That's a good idea.
I couldn't disagree anymore if I wanted to.
That's good.
What's your why are you disagreeing? Just curious.
He was the player of the week last week at 4.6 million.
Scored a screamer by accident. It's fine.
Scored a screamer. We won a defender from Crystal Palace. I just whatever.
No,
he's
we're
my
not
guy.
Saying no.
He's my
we're
guy.
We're not saying no. Just
not,
wait.
We're also not saying
we're also not definitely not saying yes just yet.
So,
all right, so let's pick the last one.
Okay.
Do we want someone a little more expensive, or are we looking in the 4.5 range?
Well, we need to do 4.5 because if you guys are thinking about expensive at the end, I think 4.5 needs to be the option. So, I mean, I'm saying Van de Ven's still there. I know that's doubling up on Tottenham in the back.
If we have Vicario.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, listen, we're not getting maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't expect us to get a Tottenham midfielder because we have no idea who's going to get any points right now for them. Yeah. Brandon Johnson doesn't play 90, and Kudus' assist numbers are horrible, and he has zero expected goals.
I've got no issue with having three Spurs defensive assets, given their schedule.
And
I've got no issue with that.
Leading into the forward conversation, premature, but do you want Richarlison knowing now that Koulamani is on the team? Because now the minutes, I don't know anymore. I think Solanke's probably really hurt. So now they, again, have two guys, and I don't...
It's another situation you need to see play
out.
They're
going to be in the Champions League.
Xavi Simons, too. Because I'm interested in him, but, again, not ready to pull the trigger on it.
If you're not a Spurs fan, you probably forget they are in the Champions League, despite that season last year.
I didn't forget.
They are going to have to play a bunch. Yeah, they're playing a bunch of minutes. And I know you didn't. So...
Let's do it.
Just
I
turn mean, out one thing. Newcastle please. Doesn't have a bad run there. So someone like Burn.
Livermento. Yeah.
Livermento's 5.1 now, I think.
Mm.
But Burn is, I mean, they're 5. So it's not a 4.5. So
feel the burn.
I honestly would think I would still prefer Van de Ven.
Let's toss him in for now. And we'll come back to it. Because this is where it's going to get interesting, because frankly the midfielders right now are not great. Palmer is currently out. Saka is currently out. Salah is very expensive for someone that we've all said before the season we weren't super interested in. There's a lot of different reasons behind that.
Despite their two good matchups, we're not going for Mo Salah.
He can go to hell.
I'm not advocating for it. I'm just asking the question.
Nope. The only reason I'm not interested, and we said it before the season, and now they've added Isak. That team has so many ball-dominant players. Is he going to get the goals? It hasn't happened so far. He had one goal in week one that happened at the end of the game. Like, without that goal, he's, frankly, really bad right now. He got his bag.
And yeah.
Once older guys get their last big contract, they tend to fall off. His average over his last 5 years is 285 points, not 340 points. So he's coming back down to earth. I'm not interested.
Yeah, so no Salah.
No Salah. Listen, right. If you were free hitting, maybe, yeah, obviously.
That's totally different. But, okay, here's a question, Dave. If we're going to build this team, there's only two players in that price range. You can only have one of them. So would you rather Haaland or rather Salah?
Haaland.
Okay, so there's the
answer. Because we're going Haaland, Isak, baby. Spoiler alert! You can stop watching the
video
now.
Eventually. Well, we're not going to use that today. But okay, so let's... Someone start us off in the midfield with someone they really like.
Semenyo
for sure.
I can't disagree with that.
A little bit of a wild...
We know you want to, but you can't.
A little bit of a wild card here. What are the thoughts on Mbeumo?
I was going to bring that up because there's two options, right? Obviously, Bruno and Mbeumo. My concern... Mbeumo probably gets more work now that Cunha's out, but the offense is probably worse now, which means Mbeumo is going to have less chances, whereas Bruno's going to have less chances, but he is still on PKs.
I think that's a generalization.
I mean, they have like the second most shots.
They are
and
first.
Like in like the bottom of the table in chance target.
I wouldn't be super concerned about Mbeumo. I mean, the matchups are probably the most concerning part, but City are gettable. The Chelsea game's at home, but like I don't think it matters as much for someone like him. Like if Chelsea scored United, you lose a point. But I'm more interested because like they're gonna move Bruno. I would hope they put Bruno in the front three now instead of in the middle two, and I think that's his best position, and I think that helps them. Anyway.
I'm not saying no to Mbeumo, by the way. I just think the conversation
like
is between Bruno and Mbeumo. Which one do you want more? That's more the conversation, because I don't think we want both.
I don't think we can do both either. But
so
I
think now agreed. That's the conversation. I like the choice. It's just we have to get Bruno up for that.
And that's the thing. I think Bruno, I have a soft spot for him in FPL, not in real life. But Mbeumo saves us the money with trying to bring in Isak.
We may not need the money yet.
Start Bruno.
I did test this.
Said Bruno. Let's do Bruno.
Okay. And then we can go down to Mbeumo if we need to.
And I tested this previously. And there's with the 4.5s in the back, I don't think money's going to be an issue.
Okay.
So
let's stay with the Mr. Rat himself, Bruno Fernandes.
The penalties was the tiebreaker for me there.
Well, that's even if the offense is bad.
And Bruno has a chance at getting some DEFCON too.
Yeah. All right, so Bruno's in there.
In the first half.
Bruno's in
last
there.
Game. That's crazy.
I think, are we all still in on Reinders? Is it still someone we want at 5.5 or 6 million, whatever he is? Is it still someone we want? Are we still believing?
I believe in him. I don't believe in City. That's the problem.
Four of the next five are good matchups for them.
I mean, he still is. I don't like when I look at his I never expect him to score goals, but when I look at his expected assist, it's okay. It's not great. I would hope it would be better, but I just think at that price, you're getting a 90-minute starter at the price, which is you're not going to find another player at that price that's going to give you 90 minutes on that on a good roster.
I'm fine with it. Four of the next five matchups are good.
What do you think, Phil? He's your guy.
He's my guy. Again, I've
given up in game week three.
I know. Again, the biggest thing was always his price point, and there's just no one comparable at that 5.6 that I feel more confident in getting something.
I think he deserves at least another week or two, just because of your point. That price, I think that nets him another week or two in my book. But you know, if we're 2 weeks from now and he still hasn't produced anything else, like, yeah, I'm probably, but again, there's just not a lot of good midfielders right now to choose.
I'm fine with locking him in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Cause I did. So he's locked.
I have another one that you're going to hate, Sean.
Don't say Eze.
No, okay. Not yet. Well, their schedule's trash. I was going to say Morgan Rogers.
Oh my God. Guys,
I get it.
All I got to say,
you're going to say
they have zero goals. Well, they don't have a goal.
Eventually,
they're not going to have zero goals forever.
Well, okay, well, when is that going to happen?
This week.
Zero goals they have, guys. You want to put a guy on a team with zero goals in our roster on a wild card?
They have a great schedule.
They've had a great schedule. That's why I went at Consa, because their schedule was so good. Well,
it continues to be good.
I mean, we'll do a vote on it. I'm no. Let's do a democracy.
Obviously, I'm yes.
Phil, what are your thoughts?
I can't go either way right now. I think we need to go through a few other players first.
That's fine.
The confidence is oozing from
that
statement.
That's fine. I have another one.
Okay.
You'll probably also hate. I was going to say Enzo Fernandez.
See, I hate that one. I was thinking about him too.
Brentford, United, Brighton.
It's not about the schedule. It's about... I don't know. I feel like we've expected him to do this for a long time. Like, he has the talent. Now that he's doing it, I almost feel like it's not real, which is bad by me because, like, I always expected. We said last year, like, Enzo, he's a good player. He could do it. Now he's doing it, and I'm like, nah, probably not. So I don't know. I'm torn on him as well. Like, I am absolutely torn on him. What are his expected numbers look like? I'm showing this.
Is that 1.8 expected goals so far?
That's pretty good.
0.4 expected assists.
I think he continues to be good with Palmer out is kind of his sticking point. Is like, with Palmer out, he's better. How long is Palmer going to be out for, though? Once Palmer's back, I think he takes a back seat again.
Yeah, I think you're going to get at least... I think you're going to get a couple more games without Cole Palmer. That's just my opinion. But again, feel free to toss out someone you like better.
There's just not... I mean, there's one guy I like better that I think should definitely
who
get. I think Cody Gakpo still needs to be a get until they show me that he's not going to play 90 minutes every game. He's on that left side. We've all seen him. He's looking really threatening. He's on Liverpool, and he's still only like 7 points.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. I just think until...
And their schedule is amazing.
Until Phil's point, like, until they show us that he's not going to keep getting 90, like, how can we not? He's the best player on
that
team
fair.
Right now in terms of FBL.
Dude, throw him in.
Lock him in.
And then after that, like, I'm open for anyone and everyone because I see no one else in this list that I'm like, yeah, I want that guy.
I mean,
Phil, anybody on your brain?
At a more expensive price, I honestly do think Wirtz is going to turn it around. Just saying. And
this is the piss off Sean podcast.
But, no. Well, yeah, that's always a good thing. But I don't think we go Wirtz if we have Gakpo.
Yeah,
but I think.
Tell that to our friend Kevin.
I do think he's looking pretty good, and the contributions are going to come. But for the sake of it, he probably has to prove it before he makes it to a wild card.
Sean
says no.
Let's talk. No, I'm not saying no. I mean, I'll vote no. But if you guys,
I'm also going to vote no because we're taking Gakpo, and I don't want.
That's the thing. If we go Gakpo, there's no chance.
I'm pretty sure we don't want this guy, but let's just talk about him because. A lot of people are getting him right now, Grealish. I know I don't think we want him because we talked about it last week. It's just to give a quick synopsis of that. He Everton has 8 shots on net. They have 5 goals. It's like a 63% goal ratio. Only them and Sunderland have that, and it's outrageous. If you look at last season, City, Liverpool, Arsenal finished around 35-40%, and then everyone under them was around 25-30%. So, like, on average, you know, teams will finish in the 30% range. So it's unsustainable what's happening. And I think a lot of people are picking Grealish up, and they're going to get a bad 2 weeks here. So that's just my thought. But what do you guys think?
If it wasn't for the schedule, I would be in on any a number
he
of Everton assets.
He looks good for the record. Like, he's going to be good over the course of a season. I just think he's about to not get 2 assists every game.
Yeah, but then, like, you get Dewsbury or Ndiaye.
Same issue.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying if their schedule were good.
Oh, yeah, I would take any of them.
Despite a known goal last week, Collins out there for cheap. He's been decent for Burnley so far.
Their schedule's horrendous.
It is horrendous. So it was more of a money it was more of a money saving option. I mean, at 5 million.
What about Paquetá?
With a guy that does play. Yeah. Paquetá is interesting. 5.9.
On PK, it's really on PKs and set pieces.
I'm actually gonna lock in Haaland real quick.
Yeah.
Because we're all in on that, I know.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
There's not a lot of conversation to have there. He's top forward, top 3 forward, at least. We're locking him in.
I would
argue we don't care how City looks.
I'd argue João Pedro too, right?
I think that was also going to be one that I was going to say maybe we probably all agree, even though he's 60%+ owned. Like, how can he's proven that he's probably worth it. We're going to be left behind if we don't have him. What do you think, Dave, on João Pedro?
I've got no issue with that.
I think it's I think, you know, it's just one of those ones where We're not being cute with it. Like, he is just that good right now. So
create a conundrum here in a second.
Yorkris?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Not Yorkris.
Not yet. Save. Although I don't hate it.
But no, I mean, he's not good not for right
we have now. We have 21 million. We still need 3 players.
Okay.
And we need to have about 4 million left.
So
in the bank.
Let's shoot for like 17, 18-ish.
All right, so.
So do we want to decide on the last forward or the last midfielder first?
We can do forward. There's just not that many of them. I mean, I have an opinion, but go ahead. It sounds like you have someone that you really like.
Ollie Watkins.
Oh my gosh.
Or Evan Nielsen.
That's who I like. But, like, again, we can vote on it. Someone? I know Phil likes Ollie Watkins too. So
I know. You guys can convince each vote. Other. I have Ollie Watkins on my team.
You
so
guys convince
I just,
each other.
Again. Rodgers and Ollie Watkins are good. The team should be good. They have 0 goals. Like, I just find it hard to put them on my wild card team.
I get it.
With 0 goals.
Trust
like,
the talent.
That hurts.
Trust the talent.
Is he playing 90 minutes every game? I don't think he is. Is he?
Yeah, they probably subbed him out because they were getting crapped on in their last game. But, yeah, he plays. They got no one else to play up there, dude.
And we'll say right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 90 minutes every game.
Yeah, no, he's... His expected contributions aren't bad. He just hasn't put it in.
I get it. It doesn't feel good.
Feels awful. What's his ownership?
17.
Damn, that's pretty high.
Effinay.
Look, I think Evan Nielsen is a good option.
Here's what I'll say to you. Here's what I'll say. If you want Rodgers, or if you want Ollie Watkins in this team, you're not getting Munoz. Just know that. Because you can't put both of those in the same team. It's too expensive. So there's your...
My vote would become Evan Nielsen, Morgan Rodgers then. Or Evan Nielsen, Enzo.
If we go Morgan Rodgers, then I want Gueye over Munoz. If we're going to put a guy in a team with 0 goals in the season, I think it's only right that we put a 4... I mean, let's play it out. Let's play it out. So you want Morgan Rodgers.
Sure. See how the money lines up, because that's going to be the determining factor based on our strategy at the start of this.
We only have 7.7 million left, and
so we can't get Munoz.
No, because you're getting a $7 million midfielder with no goals.
How much is Enzo Fernandez?
6.6, pretty sure.
It almost feels like, and I hate to say this because I don't want him. Well, let's see if we. Let me see. So if you put. If you put Colin in, we have 9.7 million with one defender.
And we're not going to do Colin.
I'm just telling you. I mean, listen, that leaves us with 5.2 million if we put Gueye in. So now, if you look back at Colin, we can get, what would that be? we would need about $4 million in the bank, I believe, because we would move off Evan Nielsen for Isak.
We need we need 3.4 million in the bank.
Yes. So we have 1.8. Am I doing that math right?
I have an idea.
I got dad brain, so.
What do you have on the screen?
From what perspective?
Oh, you're putting in Cullen, which I just
I have him in there at the moment. I'm saying.
So you're saying we have 5 plus 1.8, so we have a 6.8 player.
If you take him out, we have 10.2 million. We have to have what'd you say? 3.4. We have to have 3.4 left.
6.6.
So that's what we have to work with, which Enzo is 6.6.
You said 10.2.
10.2.
So it's we can up to 6.8.
So Enzo gives us 3.6 million. That's an option.
That does it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an option if that's what you want.
So so Mr. Cullen is 5 mil, right?
Yeah.
Tavernier, very cheap. 5 is juicy.
He's very cheap, Cullen is. I mean, you have to look at, you have Anthony, you have Cullen, you have what? Tavernier, like Phil said. Caicedo.
Disagree, Phil.
I think this team's actually really good.
Kidding, viewers. Like and subscribe for this.
Imagine if 2 weeks when Isak's doing well, you replace Evan Nielsen for Isak, your friends Halland, Jao Pedro, and Isak.
That feels good.
Pretty dangerous. And your 4.5 defense. Look, that's a strong defense.
If you want to put Cullen in there, just put Dewsbury Hall in there instead.
I'm fine with Enzo.
No, I'm saying take out Cullen and put in Dewsbury Hall.
Well, I took out Cullen and put in Enzo.
Oh, never mind then. I got you now.
With Enzo in there, we have 3.6 left. So the idea would be if Isak is starting and he's getting the minutes, we hope he gets, move off Evan Nielsen and insert Isak into the team. Straight swap, one transfer.
So
that top three of Isak, Jao Pedro, and Haaland is insane.
Yes.
So Enzo plus Gehi is how much money exactly?
11.2.
It's 11.2.
Well,
again, on yours,
because my Gehi is 4.5. He's probably 4.6 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 11.2.
Yeah, the only other thing I'll throw out there. Let me do this real quick just to make sure. Is like... Sean's gonna hate me. We could go, if you went down from Enzo to Dewsbury Hall, we could upgrade one of the Spurs defenders to Poro. It sounds like a no. I'm not sure though.
I mean, that's just my I don't know. I mean, do you think Poro's gonna get a goal or an assist?
I think they have the best schedule ever, and he's one of the
Phil, what do you think?
Best attacking fullbacks.
This is your guys' show, so
we're running short on time. This is the last decision we have to make.
This is a educational moment for you guys. One of you guys needs to give or convince the other person, and I'm just a spectator.
Who do you want more, Pedro Poro or Enzo?
Damn, let Dave decide. Well,
I'm going to complicate this.
He's in first right now, so he gets to decide.
The decision is Enzo or Pedro Poro in that scenario.
I definitely would want Pedro Poro on my team more.
Over Enzo.
Because we'd have two Chelsea assets, even though they're good. That's my only reasoning. And Everton does have a good matchup in game week 6 against West Ham.
I need water in the desert.
I'll just play it out on the screen.
You get to make that decision.
What about you, Enzo or Poro? Who do you want on your team?
I'd probably rather Poro, but then I'd also rather Cullen than Drewsbury, but whatever.
I don't understand that one, but okay.
Because I like Cullen.
Yep, he has the worst schedule imaginable.
All right, Drewsbury, there's the team. So front to back, where we'd be starting Vicario. For the foreseeable future, Dubravka will come in, what, week 8? Was that the week?
No. Randomly, like, we could throw him in if Tottenham
started. Well, there was one specific
It would be week 8.
Week 8. There was one week where we plan it to happen. Yeah, you can change whenever you feel. But back line, Spence, Anderson from Fulham, to be specific, not Elliot Anderson. Gehi, Senese, Pedro Porro. In the midfield, Drewsbury Hull, Semenyo, Gakpo, Reinders, Bruno. Up in the front, Evan Nielsen, Haaland, Joao Pedro, with the intent of, if Isak is playing well in getting 90 minutes, either, you know, week five you can do this, week six, whenever you see it. We have 4.1 million in the bank. You switch Evan Nielsen out with one transfer. You bring Isak in. Now you have a front three that might be the best front three in for FPL this year.
And if Isak doesn't work out, come game week 8 or 9, Gyökeres has an incredible run of games too, so you could always swap him in.
Point is, you have the option to swap Evan Nielsen off for basically literally any forward that you want.
90 minutes, PK, great team.
Yeah, like, and Evan Nielsen might also be really good, so, you know.
And maybe Joao Pedro gets hurt.
You could. Well, that'd be sad.
Yeah, but, okay. Just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there.
All right.
And
that's just the team.
That is the team, and that is Fireside.
So, I feel like this was a two-way session. The viewers learned what a great wild card is, and you guys learned how to come to a agreement. And I got to witness it all.
Listen,
it's pretty special. From my POV, it's very special.
I don't really know how to respond to that, so I have
We're both glad that you feel fulfilled by this episode.
I do.
Fulfilled.
All right.
Anyway.
We're at time, so that was good. I like that. I think we had fun. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll be back, just going back to player picks. We'll be doing a review, obviously, of game week 4. So stay tuned for that. Look out for a couple shorts on our Instagram and YouTube. We'll be putting this team out. So look for that coming this week. We're going to do our rankings every Thursday.
Yes.
And I'm going to release one of our teams on our Instagram Friday. Look out for that. If you want all the teams and you want to understand why we pick our teams, Patreon, you can go there. You can join us. You can join our live Discord. You can see our rankings there earlier. So all those things, if you're interested. If not, you know, at least follow us on social media. Yeah. We appreciate it. Find us anywhere you find podcasts. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe.
It's free.
It is free, and we really appreciate it, especially the comments. We really love getting comments from people. Yeah. And with that, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.